Please call item one.
From the Director, Department on Aging, requesting authorization to support the State of Wisconsin Department of Health Services recommendation that family care be expanded to include the remaining 15 counties in Wisconsin that currently do not have the benefit, and to authorize and direct the Department of Government Affairs to communicate Milwaukee County's position to state policymakers and DHS administrators.
Good morning, Madam Director Stein, Ms. Hawkins. How do you do? Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. I'm Stephanie Stein. I'm the director of the Milwaukee County Department on Aging, and Vi Hawkins, who's chair of the Commission on Aging. We would very much appreciate Milwaukee County adding its voice to counties throughout this state, petitioning the legislature to expand family care to the 15 counties that don't have it. We work very closely with professionals and seniors from all of the counties that have been waiting for family care now for next year will be 14 years, where they still have thousands of people on waiting lists. And to add insult to injury, it is very clear that expanding family care to those counties would save the state almost $35 million in just the first year. So it is financially the right thing to do, but even more than that, it is the just thing to do to eliminate the citizens of 15 counties of this state from a benefit that has proven to be life-saving for older people and people with disabilities and their families is simply not right. And we're part of the Wisconsin Aging Advocacy Network, and all of us in every county are going to be asking our county boards to please help us in supporting this in the legislature.
Bye. That is so true what Stephanie has said, and I'm also a member of the Aging Disability Board out of Madison that I meet with the other 71 counties of the state. And we have more alike than we have difference. And everyone concerned about aging, and I am a person of aging. And so we understand the importance of having family care because it provides the service that most of us need and look for then. I have visited a lot of nursing homes and all of that, but it's the best caregiver you can get is at home. You know, where you have lived all of your life, you have paid your dues, and as say in other counties, some of them have already prepared, and they just waiting for someone to say, yes, you can have it then. So it's very important for older adults, and as you know, the old adults population is getting larger and larger. So please help us to spread this word to get it passed so the other counties can benefit from what we already have. You have the statistics to show that family care is much more invitation to the budget than it is going into a nursing home. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hawkins. Ms. Stein, do you know if you have, are there any sympathetic parties in the state legislature, people that are interested in this?
I think that if it were brought to a vote, what we need is someone to introduce it and someone to move it ahead in joint finance. There are members of both parties who represent the districts that do not have family care that are trying to get it. So it is not a partisan issue. It is an issue of leadership allowing it to be introduced and voted upon. I think if we could get it introduced and joint finance, it doesn't need to go to the whole legislature. The legislation says that joint finance has to approve expansion. That's what we would like. This report needs to get a hearing. The Joint Finance Committee commissioned this report. They now have it. We would very much like either Joint Finance or on instruction of the entire legislature for them to move ahead. As Vi pointed out, the eight counties in the northeast part of the state, Brown, Oconto, Door, have had their preparation money and have been ready to begin this benefit. Now this will be the fourth year that they have been ready to begin. You know, it took us a couple of planning years. Their planning years were over 4 years ago. They have everything in place, and yet the state has not yet expanded. The department was not very supportive of this before this new report was published, even though every other report has shown the cost effectiveness of this program. This new report is very definitive that the state will continue to spend millions and millions of millions of dollars that it should not be spending on services that people do not want, and would be much more financially able to sustain this if they did expand family care.
Okay, let's Supervisor Dmitrievich.
No, actually, my arm went up first. Good morning, and thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to move approval. Not sure if that was what Supervisor Staskinus was going to do. And then just thank you for your advocacy. You know, I recall on my time on the Commission on Aging how important that was and how important it is for us to think more than just a city or a county, but statewide. And I just really appreciate that, and it's something that needed to be noted. So I move approval of item number one, Mr. Chair.
Thank
you, Mr. Chair. Just to start, big supporter of family care, believe in it, voted for it many, many times when I was in Madison, budget amendments. Having said that, though, doesn't this potentially hurt Milwaukee County, the county and the people that we all represent? Because as you note, the legislature and the governor have not pushed this issue of fully funding family care, and there are thousands of people still on waiting lists. And if we expand this to the counties that don't have it and there's no other money, don't the waiting lists in Milwaukee just become longer?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Supervisor, thank you for asking that. We have no waiting lists in Milwaukee County. We have had no waiting lists for older people in Milwaukee County for 13 years. And we ended waiting lists for people with disabilities in Milwaukee County about 1.5 years ago. So we have no waiting lists, nor do the other counties around us that have family care. This is a Medicaid benefit. The Medicaid money that the state is spending right now would decrease by $34 million if family care were expanded. This is actually saving money.
Absolutely.
So no, it would not hurt Milwaukee County at all.
But I guess I'm glad we don't have waiting lists, but if there's the money pot stays the same and now it's spread into those other counties,
right,
and we're paying for people in those other counties, isn't there less money here in Milwaukee County?
No. We're paying for the people in those counties right now, except we're paying for them in places they don't want to be that cost a great deal more. It is the management of people's care and home and community-based care that actually saves money. It will save the state's global Medicaid budget $34 million and serve more people. That's a win-win.
Absolutely. And makes you wonder why the governor and Joint Finance don't move on something like this, especially since one of the co-chairs represents Northeast Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
You would think that he'd
right.
want to do this. So this is fine, I guess. I'm just, you know, I'm skeptical that they're going to do anything. They haven't really seen family care as a priority over the years, so hopefully you can convince them to pony up some money.
We can't give up.
And what we're asking, I guess, is this county board and every other county board where they've seen the success of family care to help us convince the members of Joint Finance that this is the right thing to do.
Thank you, Supervisor Staskinus. Mr. Peterson, may I ask you, sir, a quick question?
You can stay.
Thank you, Ms. Stein. Good morning. I'm curious if the county executive has a position on this particular item.
Yes, both this item and then the one, I believe, item number three coming from Director of Child Support, were at the request of the executive to those agencies. So
can you introduce yourself for the record,
please? Eric Peterson, Government Affairs Liaison for the County Executive.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Looking around the vast berth of colleagues here today, do you have any further questions? I'm glad you are. Seeing no further questions, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Steskounis.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
4 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend this item for adoption prevails.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Hawkins. Thank you, Ms. Stein.